So the first case, the most important case, the seminal case, the oldest case from 1969 is Tinker versus Des Moines Independent Community School District. It is an on-campus speech case, expressive speech, and you all know it. Students were wearing armbands to protest the war. Well, let's talk about what was happening in 1969. What did the world look like when the Supreme Court ruled in this case? President Nixon had announced the withdrawal of the U.S. troops from Vietnam. It was the year of the Beatles' last performance. It was the year of the debut of the 747 and the Pontiac Trans Am. It was the year of the Manson murders, Chappaquiddick, and the landing on the moon. That is what the world looked like. And to this day, that case is the most important free speech, freedom of speech, First Amendment case. What did the court say? The court said that students do not shed their constitutional rights at the schoolhouse gates. In order to regulate speech, there must be a substantial disruption, material and a substantial disruption, or the speech must impinge on the rights of others. There must be more than a mere desire to avoid discomfort or unpleasantness. Then, almost 20 years later is when we get our next free speech case. And that's in 1986, Bethel School District versus Frazier. The world was very different in 1986 than it was in 1969. What was happening in 1986? It wasn't a great year. It was the year of Chernobyl. It was the year of the Challenger explosion. It was the year Oprah Winfrey debuted. That's good. That's good. It was the year of Phantom of the Opera debuted. It was the year that mad cow disease debuted. Remember when we were worried about that disease? What happened in that case? Well, a student delivered a sexually explicit speech during an assembly. The student was disciplined, suspended for 2 days, and the student filed a lawsuit and appealed. The United States Supreme Court held that the First Amendment does not prohibit school districts from prohibiting lewd and vulgar speech that would undermine the school's basic mission. Again, this was an on-campus school case. Next, only 2 years later, we have another United States Supreme Court case on speech, this time Hazelwood School District versus Kohlmeier, 1988, relating to a newspaper. What was happening in 1988? While Oliver North and others were indicted for the Iran-Contra affair, Pan Am Flight 103 was bombed over Scotland, Rain Man, Die Hard, and A Fish Called Wanda all came out. In this case, students wrote an article for the school newspaper, and the principal removed it, finding it inappropriate. The students sued, and ultimately, the United States Supreme Court held that school districts may indeed exercise editorial control over the style and content of student speech in school-sponsored expressive activities, so long as their actions are reasonably related to pedagogical concerns. We didn't have another free speech case, student speech case, until 2007. And this was the Morse versus Frederick case. And again, in those 20 years, the world had changed a lot. Things looked very different in 2007 than they did in 1988. You know what happened in 2007? The iPhone debuted. Do you know what Ellen Spalding said in 2007? I'm never getting an iPhone. I love my BlackBerry. But that has not turned out to be the case. What else happened in 2007? It was the year of the Virginia Tech massacre. Barack Obama declared his candidacy for president of the United States. Britney Spears shaved her head. And The Sopranos ended and Mad Men premiered. This case, Morse versus Frederick, is the ever-famous Bong Hits for Jesus case. Students put up a banner at a school-sponsored event, namely watching the Olympic torch go through Juneau. I got to say, y'all, I am a summer Olympics person. I don't understand 90% of the sports in the Winter Olympics. I can't get into it. I'm a summer Olympics girl. The banner said, basically, Bong Hits for Jesus. And the court expanded Tinker. The court said the Tinker disruption, substantial disruption test is not the only justification for regulating on-campus or school event-sponsored speech. school-sponsored event speech, you can regulate speech that promotes illegal drug use. So, until Mahanoy, that was the last case we had on the First Amendment, student speech, and school districts, last Supreme Court case we had. And a lot has happened in those 14 years. A lot related to speech has happened in those 14 years. Looking at 2007, and when we think about speech, Facebook had barely come on the scene. Twitter had barely come on the scene in 2007. Instagram wasn't created until 2010. Snapchat did not come on the scene until 2011. MySpace, in 2011, was the biggest online platform, social platform. Now, raise your hand if you have a MySpace account. That's what I thought. TikTok was not created until 2016. So you get the idea. When it came to speech, the world had changed a lot, and now, in 2021, there are so many more avenues where there can be speech. It was time. It was time for another case. So let's talk about what was going on in 2021 when the Supreme Court ruled on this case. Well, for starters, we had aged about 200 years between 2020 and 2021. We had the January 6th insurrection on the Capitol. Joe Biden became the 46th president of the United States, and Kamala Harris, the first woman and first woman of color, vice president. Winter Storm Uri had cut out our power and failed our power grid. And Britney was back in the news, this time with a full head of hair, attempting to gain her freedom.